الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتقوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, we were speaking about what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw during his ascension to the heavens and during his mi'raj, and we spoke about those people who saw what the reward they got for giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he went along, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some people that they were eating everything what was in their path, stones, crops, and anything. What they saw in front of them, they would swallow it, but it will not fill their stomachs up. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who are these people that they eat everything what is in front of them, yet their stomach is not getting full? They eat, they leave nothing in front. Everything is consumed, but they are not content, and the stomach is still as if it is empty. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these are the people who do not give their zakah of their wealth. They do not give charity from their wealth, and they just consume everything. So this is going to be one of the punishments given to those people who do not give the zakah on their wealth. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kana indahu ma yuzakki wa lam yuzakki wa man kana indahu ma yahujj wa lam yahujj sa'ala al-raja'. That whosoever has enough for which he should give zakat upon, yet he does not give zakat. And whosoever has enough to do the pilgrimage and to do the Hajj of Allah, Hajj of the Baytullah, yet he does not go and perform Hajj, Sa'ala al-Raja'a, he will ask to come back to this world. Meaning, referring to that ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those sinners, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا. They will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, oh Allah, send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا, so that I can do righteous acts. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this ayat is referring to those people who had the ability, or should I say, zakat was farz upon them, yet they did not discharge their duty. They did not give zakat upon their wealth. And also whoever had the ability to do hajj, yet they did not perform the hajj and died without doing hajj. Then these are the people regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, send me back, give me one more chance, so that I can do virtuous acts, I can do the righteous acts, I can do what is right now." Allah said, "No way. No way will they be given that opportunity to again." So, this is the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those who do not give zakah from their wealth. In another place, the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That those who hoard gold and silver, meaning they hoard the wealth and the materialistic things of this world, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they do not spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is due upon them, they do not give it in that path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is farz upon them, they do not give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Then give them the tiding, give them the notice, and give them the bashara. Sarcastically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, this is a good tiding. Go and tell them about the punishment, about the severe punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved, has cared for those people who do not fulfill the obligation regarding their wealth. And what kind of punishment? يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَا فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. When they will be given that punishment, that will be a day, يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, that wealth will be made to boil, and it will be made severely hot, and it will be poured over them. And with that wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will brand their face. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَا فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ. That their sides will be branded, will be burnt with that red hot metal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that punishment. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ. The forehead and the sides, وَظُهُورُهُمْ, and their backs, everything will be burnt with that. هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Here, this is what you have been hoarding. This is the punishment that you have created for yourself by not giving charity, by not giving your dues upon the wealth. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَقْنِزُونَ. Now taste what you have been holding. So my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on one side, He has kept great ni'mah for those people who give zakah, who give charity. Before that, what did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see? He saw that people were sowing the seeds, crops, and straight away crops would come up and they would harvest that. These are the people who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reward, that straight away they get the reward. Those who give zakah, they purify their wealth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards their wealth. This is why it's called zakah. Zakah means to purify. Zakah means to purify. It purifies one's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only purifies it, but it protects it. It is like an insurance. Like I explained before. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives insurance. But my dear respected brothers, if we don't, then what does that do? It brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that those who do not, there has not been any tribe who had not given zakat, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala habasa anhumul matar. Habasa Allahu anhumul matar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the rain. Water is the life of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that I have created everything from water. If a person doesn't have water, then there's no way he can survive. If he has water, then his land will be fertile and will be lush with greenery. And he will have all the treasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who stop giving from their wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop giving them water. So this is the direct consequence of our action. This is why I explained previously that whatever we do, it has an action. It has a reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has an effect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends good results, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. Otherwise, if we do wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends musibah, sends calamities upon us. And this is why we see the calamities. مَا مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَمِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That whatever calamity falls upon the people, it is due to the actions of the people. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ مِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That whatever calamity falls upon the water on earth or on earth, that is due to people's actions. So my dear respected brothers and elders, by giving zakah, not only we have purified our wealth, we have protected our wealth. We have protected our wealth. Because I have explained before, wealth is something ghadir wa rahin, comes in the morning, goes in the evening. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't preserve it, you may be a person with lots of wealth in the morning, by evening you have nothing. The people of Burma before, just when the military took over many years ago, we're talking about 50, 60 years ago. Many people from India, they used to live in Burma. They were rich. So much money they had, bag full of money. Within one night, they become penniless. They became penniless. And when the military took over, changed the currency, finished. They had nothing. This currency that we hold is nothing. It's nothing. Today it's totally bogus. They do quantitative easing. What is quantitative easing? They print money. They just add some numbers. They send it to the bank. That's it. You got 1 billion, you got 10 billion now. They give them nothing. It's nothing. Completely nothing. You do research in this, you'll find that it is nothing. It's just a number game. But once upon a time, it was backed by gold. It was backed by gold. But these people, being so cross, this is why gold and silver, from the day when Adam alayhi salam was created, from the day when the earth was created, it's always had value, and it will have value to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. That is why anybody who possesses gold and silver, they will have to give zakah. Never ever will that value go, because when does a product have value? It has value when people give it value. If people decide not to give value, it's nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the value of that in the heart of every single person, and that value will stay until Yawmul Qiyamah. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, gold and silver, you have to give zakah. This money I promise to pay is nothing. If there was a coup in this land to change the currency, we have nothing. Money is nothing. This is paper. It's a false promise. It is one of the deceptions of this world. They print whenever they like, to do whatever they like. It has no value. What Allah gives value, that has value. My car is worth whatever a person is ready to pay for it. Today it could be £1,000, tomorrow it could be penniless. Nobody wants it. Why do you think property prices go up and down? Why do you think commodity goes up and down? It is normal economy. It's on supply and demand. If the demand decreases, the value decreases. So it can mean nothing. It can be penniless. So my dear respected brothers and elders, whatever we have, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides not to protect it, it takes 1 second for that to evaporate. How? How many people in the riots, just recently, they lost everything. Their shop was burnt, everything. At one time they had a business, woke up in the morning, they had no business. They had nothing. A lot of them didn't have insurance. Even then the government said they were going to give the fund. Even they didn't pay the full. Some people, we couldn't get up after that. They couldn't run the business from day one. Some of them, such fear was created in them that they couldn't stand up. Who did this? It is Allah. One earthquake. They say, I think in the insurance sector, if it's a calamity, it's an act of God, it's not covered. I think somebody correct me if I'm wrong. So if there's an earthquake today, my property, your property, no value. Gone, finished. Who's gonna rebuild it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who given us wealth, He can take it within 1 second. Tomorrow we wake up with one disease, knowing that there is a cure, but it will cost you £100,000. Our house is worth £100,000. And I'm pretty sure that many of us will forsake the £100,000 to save our life. Am I right or wrong? So we spend £100,000. Do you have anything left? We have nothing left now. So who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected our wealth? How many times we hear, we get a phone call from back home, from Bangladesh, Pakistan, whatever, gee, this is what happened, or this person had a heart attack, something like that, 10, 15 lakhs, needs an operation. Within 1 second, your 15 lakhs is gone. Who did that? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't take long for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away. It can go within a second. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us how to protect our wealth. He can give it just like that, and He can take it away. I know people who bought land which was worth nothing. The government announced that we are going to make something here. The following day it's worth millions. The following day it's worth millions. Why? It's because the government has now they're going to do something here. Now, so who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this? Those who had shares in the Bank of Royal Bank of Scotland, although it was haram, they had shares. Once the government took over, their shares are pretty much worth nothing. Happened overnight. It happened overnight. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes from people, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I will give you insurance, because it is I who takes away the bala and the musibah, and it is I who give the bala and musibah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to forgive.